You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Today, Eric Fox talks with his friend Tina Fisher about why she leads outdoor recreation classes.
When I came back to this area recently, I was interested in doing some outdoor recreation and specifically hiking. And I saw some information about a hike that you were leading. So that's how I met you. And now what I've learned is that you sort of dedicate yourself to outdoor recreation. And one of the things is getting kids outdoors.
Yeah.
I think you should talk about
that. All right.
That.
So yes, the way that I do it is by offering biking, kayaking, hiking, geocaching, caving, supping, and the list goes on and
on. Stand-up paddleboarding.
Yes, yeah, stand-up paddleboarding. That's what I did last summer, started that out, and it's getting a little bit more popular here.
I know that my own daughter, Tesla, is really enjoying the stand-up paddleboarding
lessons. She's a natural.
Yeah, and she, you know, physically you can see a difference just, you know, getting out and doing that.
It's exercise in disguise.
Yeah, it's
and you're
fun.
Enjoying nature, you're outside, it's wonderful. One of the guys, he's having a little problem with the standing up, but you can paddle stand-up paddleboard sitting down, and he's extremely powerful sitting down, paddling.
I think that boy you're talking about is autistic, perhaps?
Yes, with some other special needs.
So, and so you work with kids with special needs?
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit? There's an organization.
Yeah, they contacted me. They wanted me to organize some hikes for families with autistic or other special needs. And so the first hike, that's where I met you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was at Bilger's Rocks.
Yes.
So we make it friendly and everyone goes at their own pace.
But, you know, the benefit of hiking is you get not only a physical benefit from it,
mm-hmm.
but a spiritual benefit.
Absolutely.
From hiking.
Absolutely. It's God's country, right?
That's right.
It's not built by man.
It's easy to get caught up in our own little worlds, in our own little lives. You know, work and family and all the interpersonal interactions that go on. Sometimes it's kind of overwhelming. So, you know, I think getting out into nature is really a way to find peace.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, I would just say maybe it was just growing up with, I'm the oldest of five, shared a bedroom with two sisters. I just wanted to be alone, wanted to get away from everybody.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And you know what is strange? Because before mountain biking actually existed, I would just go on my bike and just go off into the woods, and it was great, and just sit on a log and just enjoyed not having anybody around me, no brothers, no sisters, no mom, no dad, just being alone. That's what probably got me into it, is just that place to escape where nobody else knows where I am, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I still like that.
Yeah.
Friends Eric Fox and Tina Fisher. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.